And now this is a dictation for Jennifer Makojak, M-A-C-K-O-V as in Victor, J-A-C-K, May 884. Addresses a letter to Dr. Renfer, R-E-N-F-E-R, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Renfer, follow-up for Jennifer, who has calcium phosphate bilateral stones with inability to acidify the urine, likely has incomplete renal tubular acidosis. Since the last visit in July, no abdominal back pain, no gross blood, no urinary tract infection, good urine output. She's trying to minimize animal protein and salt and increase fluid intake. Nuclear medicine parathyroid gland without adenoma. Review system done being negative. Recent CT scan, stone protocols, bilateral stones without obstruction. One of them has increased in size to 5 millimeters. Follows with Dr. Liu, L-I-U, urology. She has irregular menstrual periods. No treatment has been done yet. There has been discussions about hormonal treatment or ablation. Urine shows blood, probably related to that. Normal kidney function, normal potassium acid base, normal calcium, minor decrease of sodium. Takes no blood pressure medications. Recently, hyperglycemia started on metformin. Iron deficiency started on iron replacement. Her pH of the urine has been high at 6.7. Prior imaging, nephrocalcinosis, medullary type. PTH mildly elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Calcium phosphate stones, bilateral, presently not symptomatic, normal kidney function, no obstruction. Workup findings for inability of the urine to acidify in more than two opportunities, with normal bicarbonate for what this suggests, incomplete renal tubular acidosis. There is normal calcium, although PTH has been upper normal or above normal. At the same time, there is no localized adenoma. At this moment, I will not do any sensipar or surgical procedure, no indication. Continue fluid intake, last volume collection, 3 liters, very appropriate, minimizing sodium intake as well as animal protein. Continue follow-up with urology as indicated above. End of dictation.